51-year-old Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, entering a plea deal in New York this afternoon, essentially pleading guilty to charges involving hush money. Cohen called it a coordinated effort to influence the presidential election. We are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by John Dean. He's a former attorney who served as White House counsel for President Nixon, also a key Watergate figure. How do you read this development?
Well, it's a big day and it's a bad day. And I think Mr. Cohen has pretty clearly established we have a criminal for a president.
Would you say it's a bad day? Do you say it's a bad day for President Trump and his administration?
It certainly is a bad day for Mr. Trump, but it's a bad day for the country when we have this kind of problem.
Let's talk specifically about the problem. Help us play this out. How is this going to move forward? How does the plea deal figure into the Mueller investigation?
Well, whether it fits in the Mueller investigation is not clear. The Southern District, where he pled, has always marched to its own drummer. They will have no hesitation proceeding regardless of what Maine Justice does. So they'll take their own guidance. They've always been a highly independent U.S. Attorney's Office. So what they'll do is they will work over the next coming weeks and months with Michael Cohen, find out what he knows, and continue their investigation.
How much will we know about what that plea bargain looks like? Will that become public in terms of?
There'll be an information released. There's probably a plea letter that's been released, and there'll be an information that he's pled to that will spell out some of the details.
Let me ask you directly what this means for Donald Trump. Cohen said in court today that he paid out this hush money as a coordinated effort to influence the election at the behest of a federal official, meaning Donald Trump. Is Donald Trump in trouble?
He is in trouble, but we can be pretty sure in predicting how he'll handle it. He'll lie. He's very good at that, highly practiced, and we'll just hear more of it.
So if it becomes he said, how does that play out in the courts?
I suspect there's much more than he said, he said. They're probably corroborating documents that were created when it was not clear that Trump was ever going to be president.
Of course, need to ask you about Manafort, former Trump campaign chairman. Within about the same hour, he was found guilty of 8 of 18 financial crime charges in the first trial victory for Mueller's team. Help us dissect that. How big of a deal is that?
I think that's an opening shot, and it will evolve. Manafort isn't finished. He has a trial in the District of Columbia related. It's not unrelated. The reason there was a trial in Virginia is because he refused to waive venue being where the crime was committed. He could have waived it and tried them all together in the District of Columbia, but he thought he'd get a better jury in Eastern Virginia, so he took his chances and, as I say, refused to waive venue. So they had to bring two different indictments, basically out of the same investigation. And so we're about to start on the second trial in early September in the District of Columbia.
Mr. Dean, as you have delineated for us here, there are so many moving parts in all of this. To what degree does Robert Mueller have the ability to pull all this together? I mean, is it under his purview?
Well, the Southern District isn't. Not strictly. He referred the case relating to Cohen to the Southern District because apparently he didn't think it fit within his mandate or the regulation that created his office. Yes, he has totally the ability to coordinate. He's doing a multiple investigation. The one that we'll know little about, but it'll be probably more important to the country, is his counterintelligence investigation to find out what the Russians actually did and how they did it. That probably will not be fully reported to the American people. Probably some of it will go to Congress and others, the FBI and other domestic law enforcement and foreign entities that deal with our adversaries will be briefed on. But that's only one part of the that's probably the biggest investigation he's conducting is the counterintelligence. And then he's looking at the crimes that spin out of his mandate as well.
Let me ask you this. You worked in the White House. You were former White House counsel for Richard Nixon. What is going on behind the scenes at the White House this afternoon? What kind of discussions are they having? What kind of day are they having?
They're not having a good day. Their boss has been seriously implicated in criminal behavior. White House counsel does not represent Donald Trump. Represents the office of the president, and they will be looking to protect the office. That's one of the post-Watergate clarifying actions that the American bar took in issuing new standards of ethics and professionalism when representing an entity. But some will duck and cover, others might stand up.
Mr. Dean, thank you very much for making some time for us. Much appreciated. Again, that is John Dean, former attorney who served as White House counsel for President Nixon.